Welcome once again to this week's Police Blotter, and thank you for joining us today. The following are some of the arrest reports filed with Butte Silver Bow Law Enforcement last week. On Monday, January 15th, busy, at 3:30 in the morning on Interstate 15 near mile marker 128, an accident with injury led to an arrest for aggravated DUI. At 5:21 a.m., a stolen vehicle was reported on the 600 block of South Washington, and a suspect was detained for probation violation. At 10:09, following a theft report on Oregon, a suspect was charged with criminal contempt. At 10:47 a.m. at Butte High School, juvenile mischief was reported, and at least two people were charged with truancy. Those kids. 3:35 in the afternoon, someone spotted suspicious activity near Crystal and Park, and subjects were detained for possession of drug paraphernalia. Again, suspicious activity was the report on the 3100 block of Harrison at 10:22 p.m. This time, the allegation was theft shoplifting. Less than 1 hour later, on Front and Utah, a traffic stop was followed by a suspect being arrested for obstructing a peace officer. At 10:40, another probation violation occurred, this time on the 600 block of South Dakota. On Tuesday, January 16th, things quieted down a tad until 4:02 p.m. A wanted person was spotted on the 200 block of North Alaska and charged with criminal contempt. At 9:25 p.m., a suicide attempt slash threat was reported at a redacted location. On Wednesday, January 17th, 11:14 a.m., a wanted person was arrested and charged with resisting arrest on the 100 block of Mullen. Again at 1:45 on West Aluminum, the report was wanted person. This time the allegation was criminal contempt. And yet a third time, a wanted person was spotted, this time on the 1300 block of Harrison, and this time the charge was violation of release condition. On Thursday, January 18th, at 3:18 a.m., following a disturbance reported on the 1800 block of Grand Avenue, a subject was detained for criminal mischief. At 10:12 a.m., criminal contempt was the charge following a traffic stop on 2nd and Atlantic. A suicide attempt was reported at 6:36 p.m. at a redacted location. On Friday, January 19th, at 10:45 a.m., hazmat was the report at the Feely Water Treatment Plant. At 11:42 on the 3700 block of Harrison, a suspicious activity complaint led to an arrest for obstructing justice. At 1:08 p.m., juvenile mischief was reported at Gold in Colorado, and a subject was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. On Saturday, January 20th, suspicious activity was reported at Platinum and Excel in the wee hour of 2:30 a.m., and a suspect was detained for DUI per se, 0.08 or greater. Much like last week, at 12:38 p.m. on the 700 block of East Front Street, a theft report led to an arrest for criminal contempt. At 8:45 p.m. at the Civic Center, juvenile mischief was reported, and a suspect was charged with possession of alcohol or intoxicant. On Sunday, January 21st, again an early start to the day, at 12:36 a.m., a wanted person was spotted on the 500 block of South Montana and subsequently detained for parole violation. A welfare check at 3 a.m. on Galena and Main was followed by an arrest for possession of drug paraphernalia. At 6:13 p.m., a disturbance was reported on the 600 block of South Washington, and a suspect was charged with resisting arrest. Over the last week, there were dozens of disturbances and suspicious activity reports, so please, everyone, be quiet and stop acting so suspicious all the time. For the KBMF News Team, this is Joe Stark reporting.